I'm visiting here with Dr. Greg Beathard, and Greg, you just did a presentation here at the pre-conference to the Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop, talking about having a good P&L, profit and loss statement for your business. You had some key points to make there, and I think maybe we could just touch on a couple of those. Like, for example, I think you said the volume of milk shipped, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Expand on that a little bit.
So volume of milk shipped, again, we're a commodity business, and so the volume of product we ship every day is a crucial part of a good P&L. So volume of milk shipped is not just milk per cow, which we spend a lot of time focusing on, which is very important, obviously, but also volume of cows. So the number of cows times the milk per cow is going to determine our volume, and dairies that can figure out ways to get more volume out the door are ones that are going to be more efficient. So if we can figure out a way to get a few more cows in a dairy, grow a little bit incrementally, some of the best investments a dairy can make are incremental growth patterns that don't require a substantial investment, building all new facilities, all new infrastructure, just adding increments on the end. Those marginal cows at the end are really valuable, and that's getting every bit of milk out the door we can.
Another one of those is maximizing income over feed costs.
Yes.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, so income over feed costs is really the critical measure per cow. Everything else we measure about a cow, pregnancy rate, startup milk production, lactation demographics, all the other metrics we look at really lead to generating a better income over feed cost per cow. So that's really the ultimate metric we have to say how good of a cow she is, how much money she makes for us every day. So again, that times the total number of cows we have yields our total income over feed cost per day. That number management is all about management, about whether we're getting cows pregnant, have them at the right stage of lactation, whether our ration is set to produce a lot of milk, whether we're putting up good quality forages. You know, an awful lot goes into that, but that's the definable number that really impacts the P&L.
You started out your presentation talking about how many of your clients that you work with may or may not know some of the key numbers about their cost per hundredweight on a variety of different levels. How important is it for the regardless of the size of the dairy today, to really have that kind of information to make good decisions?
Yeah, I think the size is irrelevant in this discussion. I think every business ought to know that. And to go to any other manufacturing business and ask the manufacturer, gee, what does it cost you to produce your product? And they say, well, gosh, I don't know. We just make it and hope we make money at the end. And I think it's just fundamentally crucial that a dairy business knows what their costs are. Without it, it's almost like showing up to the barn every day and say, gee, I don't know how much milk my cows gave. I'll check at the end of the year and add it up and see how much milk my cows made. No, we want to look at that every day. And financials, either dairies that don't have them at all or only look at them annually, just don't have any idea of what the most important thing of any business is, gee, did we make money or not? That's ultimately what's most important.
I enjoyed your comment about looking at how dependable forecasting is, for example. But looking ahead and trying to get some sense of what you should be prepared for, I think still is important, even though you said it's, you know, darn near impossible to predict what's going to happen in these markets today.
Yeah, so I don't think your hedging strategy or any future strategy should not be based on trying to guess where the markets are going. If you're trying to do that, it's a fundamentally flawed strategy. So what you should do is hedge and say there's a margin out there that I could get right now that's pretty good, and I'm willing to take that. And so if a good margin is there, you take that and hedge it, and I think you're removing risk from the equation. But just trying to guess and say that the milk price in the future is X and I think it's going to be Y, so I'm smarter than the market, so I'm going to go ahead and lock that up, I think that's a strategy that's doomed long-term to failure.
You made, a comment about healthy, fresh cows. Could you sort of elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So it's just a small cryptic comment on fresh cows and how important it is. Earlier speakers before me this morning did an excellent job of going through a lot of the biology behind transition cows, and it sets the table for everything on a dairy. If we hope to get cows pregnant, to have a good income over feed cost, to have a good lactation demographics, to convert feed efficiently into milk, all these things start with a healthy fresh cow if we want to have good replacement costs. So it's really difficult to have a profitable dairy with fresh cows that aren't healthy. Again, it's a start of that whole manufacturing process, and if we don't start it out right, we're doomed to failure in the end.
And let's finish here just with a comment about how important today these export markets are. It seems like if it wasn't for them, we may not have seen some of the higher years we've had recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you could look at the last probably 8 or 10 years worth of milk prices and relate them very closely to what our exports are. So exports are really the future growth of our industry. And as exports go, our industry will go. And we've got a great opportunity to export milk around the world. We've got a very efficient industry. We can produce milk efficiently. And this is the future of our industry. We're running now record levels of milk solids being exported. And at least in the near future, I don't see anything changing that. But it is very much tied to currency. As long as the U.S. dollar is weak, we're in a good shape to, or a good position to export a lot. If the U.S. dollar gains a lot of strength, we're not going to compete quite as well in the world market.
Any last comments you might want to make for folks to take away from your presentation?
Probably I hope they take away more than anything is, gosh, I got to know what my P&L is on my dairy. And if I don't have one, let's start figuring out what we need to do to get it and work to get it. I think it's the most important document a dairy can have. And if a dairy doesn't have it, they ought to work to try to do that.
And if they've got any questions how to do that, we'll just point them your way.
Okay.
Thank you very
All
much
right. Thank
for
you.
Visiting with me here at this Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.